What's up? Fresh is our turn. Baby.
Oh yeah!
Of course you would fuck that up. Okay, 2, 1. Thumbnail.
Type.
Do they do one of those?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you didn't tell us last week.
I just.
So that's why you were the only one posing last week.
Because he's the only one that knew. He was like, "Just ow," or whatever the fuck he did. I was just like, "What?" I just told you, if you wanted a mug for the camera, you should do it right now. If you're watching on YouTube, these two ninnies are dancing to the Big Timers.
I don't think they hear the music.
They don't hear the music. But just know that they're dancing to Still Fly, which is blowing
is
my
like,
head off right
this
now.
This is like silent disco, right?
Yes, precisely.
Have you guys ever done that?
I've heard of it. I haven't done it, though. It sounds like a thing.
I saw it was on the agenda for the Fairfax, Celebrate Fairfax.
Oh, okay. Oh, what was formerly known as the Fairfax County Fair, yes?
Yeah. I think it was just Fairfax Fair.
I mean, I guess, but I mean... Was it? Is it that pared down? Okay, can you stop dancing, Jesus Christ?
I love this song, man.
It's great.
I heard this today at the barbershop.
Excellent. Oh, you mean the $70 barbershop we go to in D.C. for no reason at all?
No, I go to Standard now.
Oh.
I moved. Well, not by choice. I moved because my barber moved, so I'm forced to go here now. Well, if I'm going to start over with a new barber, might as well go somewhere closer to the house, right?
Yeah, seriously. Did you get Tommy for $70?
No, I got
Whoa.
I got Joe Sway.
Joe Sway.
He's
$70?
No, he's not $70.
He's
less.
60. He's
less.
Give him like a $30 tip?
60. No.
God damn. Do you go to Joe Sway as well?
God damn. How do you know?
I know the rates, man. I know the rates.
Have you met Joe Sway?
I've seen him.
He's a cool guy.
He sits next to my barber. Yes.
Oh, is the chick to his left?
Amelia is my barber.
Oh, yes. The white chick.
Yes. She's great. I love her.
She seems nice.
She's very nice. She's very gregarious. Like, just, and she does a good job now. I actually, you know what? What's funny? The first time I got a haircut at the Standard, like, first 5 times I got a haircut at the Standard, I got it from Tommy, who's the proprietor, the owner of the barbershop. And he was giving a tutorial to her. On how to cut Asian hair.
While she's cutting your hair?
He was cutting and she was watching.
Oh,
so I literally thought that she was the tutorial while cutting your hair.
So what, I mean, because that would make sense sometimes.
What do I do with this?
So don't leave that spot in the middle of his head. Like, that's precisely what his head. He was telling her like everything that he was doing as he was cutting my hair. And he's amazing. He's just too goddamn expensive. So he's imparted all the wisdom to my girl Amelia. Shout out to Amelia.
Well, while you're doing that, shout out to Joe Sway.
Okay. Yeah, fair is fair.
He made my head feel velvety. I kind of have a feeling I know what Jack's head feels like now. It's like, it's kind of nice when you're like, I got the skin fade today. Yeah, so I'm like, this kind of feels good, man.
It's good, man.
I wish
great.
My whole head feels like this.
A velvety skin fade.
No.
You don't want it.
Yeah, I don't want it.
No. This is out of necessity. I have to keep it this short. So, no. Velvety skin fades.
I wanted to before I came here tonight, so a buddy of mine that I work with, he has a son that is graduating, right? It's Velvety, yeah. So he's graduating high school today. Today was his graduation day, so he had a little party thing for him at the house. So we went over there. It's a white guy. So
important detail.
Yeah, very. I didn't realize how Asian my kids are, because like we went to I think this was their first white party that they've been to.
White party.
They got in. They tried to take off their shoes.
Who's throwing the party? Diddy?
No, my girls, when they came in, they started taking off their shoes. I was like, no, don't embarrass. Dude, they embarrassed me so much.
That's
man.
Not embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
It's not like embarrassing. It's just part of the culture where they're programmed. And let's just say you taught them well. By the way,
thinking about like that.
Jack's right. You've taught them well, because now there are studies coming out there saying, like, oh, your shoes are so diseased, you should not be wearing them inside your house.
You really shouldn't.
And white people are losing their goddamn minds. Like, oh, I had no idea this was a thing. You should know. You walked in shit to walk your dog before this, and all of a sudden you're just realizing that it's a problem to wear them in the house.
You know, I get it. But it's like, I get why it's they're okay with it, because it's easy, you know. You have a have a house party, people just come in.
Yeah, and then so illogical,
though. And you just, because then you got to clean your entire house after that.
Completely.
Because there's, like, dog shit all over your house.
Exactly. Maybe because you go to the bathroom in your shoes. Yeah. Like, you're at work, you go to the bathroom, you step in piss.
Disgusting,
and shit. It's awful. So, yeah, I just, like, growing up, that was just the way we were taught. And then, so
the right way.
The right way, yeah. So now everybody just comes, I guess. They figured it out, so whatever.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny, because it was like, you know, the biggest thing that I feared going to the party was just like, if they're going to have enough to eat, or if they're going to be even like comfortable to eat or anything, or just like being around strangers.
You want some of this potato salad?
No, it wasn't even that. I was embarrassed because they tried to get all Asian on me.
Nah, it's fine. They're just, you know, you taught them well. That's all. I mean, I don't think your wife was embarrassed, was she?
Nah, I think it was me. I was just like, oh my God, keep your shoes on.
Yeah, that's all. That's in your head, not anybody else's.
You should check your Asian privilege.
Like, do you got rice? I'm like, oh no.
The cooker's unplugged. Okay, please start the show.
Okay, let's do it.
Any day now. From the Asianist podcast on the internet, this is the latest edition of your Bad Slam. Oh, there it is. It's on Jack's chest. It's the Bad Slam podcast. He's wearing the merch that no one can actually buy.
It's not for sale unless it's going to get heavily requested.
If we have a push on the YouTube or, you know, social media, somebody's telling us that they want to buy any of these goddamn things, we'll put it out there, I think. Right?
Yes,
we'll make it available.
Maybe, maybe limited quantity.
Okay, if anyone that's listening is truly, truly interested, I mean, it's going to support the show, supports us, keeps this thing afloat. Hey,
what?
That's not the price, man.
Oh,
stop throwing the price out there.
stab in the dark. That's all I know.
Yeah. So if you really, really want to support the show and rock a shirt for us, let us know. Go to the website, bestland.com. Go to contact us or something like that. And then there's a form. Just say, hey, I want a shirt. And mention your shirt size, too.
At Badslant on Twitter, at Badslant on Instagram.
And we'll start keeping count.
Send us a message.
Let us know.
We'll honor your requests, I think, for the most part. As long as it doesn't cost us anything. yeah. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
We'll see how the feedback comes back to us. You mentioned it. You can find us on Badslant.com, on Twitter and Instagram, at Badslant. I am your moderator, Asian John.
You're just running with that now.
I'm just going. Right. Well, look. I've been told I'm not the host. I thought I was just like one leg of the tripod, and evidently I've become the moderator. So you know, I'll take what I can get. He's just Jack, and the man on the ones and twos, the Iceman cometh.
Hello.
Thank you for keeping us sounding good, I guess.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate anyone else who's watching us live on YouTube, which is the counter is at zero this week. But we had a couple of views last week on our video. So thank you to those folks who checked us out. We're going to keep the bit going until this gains some traction.
But it stays on our channel anyway. So
absolutely, yes.
So even if they...
If you don't like Spotify, if you don't like Apple Podcasts, you can find us on YouTube. So
actually, that's a good thing to note. By the way, if you miss us on the live stream, you can technically go to our channel on Bassland Podcast on, what is it, YouTube? YouTube/Batslant. Is that what it is?
I have no idea. I put the link in our Instagram profile. So if you're on Instagram, check the link in our profile. Click it. It'll take you to our homepage, and you'll see all the videos that we've...
The video feed will be right there.
Yes. So you don't have to catch it live. We would like it if you did, but you can catch the recordings of the videos there. So we're going to keep the bit going, and hopefully it gains some traction, as it were. All that being said, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher. Liam, your shit dick CastBox thing will die a thousand deaths.
I just had to add
one
thing.
Did you check again?
No, I mean, okay. we're still getting...
How many zero hits did we get?
We're still getting shit dick results, but...
sucks.
I did see a headline that it's a really popular platform.
CastBox?
Like, yeah.
So either the Android...
So either CastBox isn't that popular or we're not that popular. So.
Because we're not really like pushing it on there. It's just... We just made it...
Okay, find us on CastBox or .fm.
Yeah.
There you go. Download CastBox on the Apple...
But whatever article I read this week, it did mention that it's actually kind of a... It's a growing platform, like
big in Taiwan.
For some reason, people actually use it to listen to podcasts. But
sure,
we're there. We are there.
Okay, if you're listening on CastBox, we thank you. Or you know, if you're not listening, just download the thing and subscribe to our show on CastBox,
just to help us out.
We would appreciate it. And leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to us. So subscribe, do the whole bit. This week's spotlight item on our badslant.com/support page. Is going to be a nice segue into Ice at the Movies. It is the cinematic classic Kingpin, a Farrelly brother production. They are the purveyors of the There's Something About Mary, Stuck on You, Dumb and Dumber, like the whole lot. If you like any of those movies, Kingpin, as I mentioned last week, is a 1-2 seed or a 1 or 1A seed when it comes to Farrelly brother movies. Like, I got that, and There's Something About Mary like running neck and neck, and it just depends on what movie I watch that week, which invariably I do every week because it's on cable, it's on it could Stars. Be on HBO, Stars, the whole night.
I did some research. It's only on Stars.
I DVR'd the thing for him, and I asked, I told Ice, you can log into my DVR and just watch the stupid thing. But no, he had to find some illicit means to watch it on the interwebs, and God bless him.
It worked.
Actually, so, yes. Fair is fair. But if you want to own the
quality, wasn't that great?
I can imagine.
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, Daily Motion bad. Sucks. If you want to own the Blu-ray DVD, you can get it on Target. You can get it through Target.com on our link, badslant.com/support. It's on sale for
$8.59.
I guarantee you will not regret that purchase. It has so, like, the movie doesn't age. Like, it ages very well. And it's not one of those movies that where you see, like, a cultural reference and it just dies a thousand deaths. It's just good, and you can watch it any day of the week. So check it out, Kingpin. Get it on Blu-ray through Target.com or badslant.com/support through our website.
Words.
Boom. Sweet. Bam. I mean, okay, so we were going to do the Father's Day recap. But, I mean... I'll reshuffle the deck here real quick. Yeah. Ice did we're going to do Ice at the Movies.
You want to just jump right into it?
At this rate, I gave it the hard sell. I kind of just want to just go right into it because I feel like it just makes perfect sense. Oh, there it is. Oh, the production elements. Right on cue.
All
right.
We can do it.
I want to keep you on your toes.
Oh, wow. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Did you have a martini too before the show?
I had a couple. Oh. Not a martini, but I had a couple of drinks. Yeah. So
we had such a long venting session. We had like three cocktails each.
We had about three episodes.
We're not going to reference what was actually discussed in that pre-show venting session, but trust, it was a lot. But I just wanted to kind of go from this point because Kingpin speaks so much to like the person in me. Like it once we get into it, like I can't get out of it. Like every little like aspect of the movie, I've gone through IMDb.com to go through the trivia. Like
holy crap!
There's so much to this movie that I love and adore.
Ice's movie review. Right?
Okay, start the clock,
John, at the movies.
Okay, start the clock now. So Ice, watch the movie Kingpin. Go.
Don't worry. I'm going to leave enough time for you guys to comment because I do know how you guys feel about this movie. So I wanted
Who, me?
To. You know, both of you guys. Okay. I think this is really high up on your list of favorite movies from the Farrelly brothers. So I did leave some time in here for you guys. So, as John mentioned, I did watch Kingpin. Kingpin was number 42 on my list. I'm working down this list. It's good. It feels good to cross
going
off.
Going down movies. All right.
Yeah. So, it was released in 96. It's a PG-13 running time. 1 hour, 54 minutes.
Hard PG-13.
It's a comedy.
Yeah, it's close.
On Rotten Tomatoes, 50% by the critics, 69% by the audience.
That's the perfect percentage.
Yeah, but I actually feel like it should have been slightly higher for the audience because I really do think it's a better movie than 69%. So the movie stars Woody Harrelson. There's a couple other big names in there like Randy Quaid, Bill Murray. But Woody Harrelson is the main character of the movie. He plays Roy Munson. So Roy Munson was... Basically, he was raised by his father to be like one of the best bowlers in the world. He had this raw talent as a kid, and his dad saw it and just like really refined his skills, kind of like a Tiger Woods of bowling. Right?
It's weirder than Yoo-hoo, as it were.
Yes. So, and then it fast forwards to like when he's a little bit older and you see him bowling. He meets his other bowler, Ernie McCracken, which is played by Bill Murray. Then they kind of bowl, and then
Bigger.
Bill Murray like tries to take advantage of him and goes into this business of trying to hustle people for money, try to make this a little side bet. This leads into this. Trust me, this doesn't ruin the movie, but they try to hustle these bunch of dudes. They get pissed off, find out that they did get hustled, and then they chop off his arm. So
I'm a priest, like you're a Bible salesman.
There you go. So Roy Munson gets his bowling hand, his right hand chopped off. So now his dominant bowling hand is gone. So he kind of just like fell off the track. So fast forward, I think the movie begins 17 years later after that, where now you see him as like a broke dick alcoholic, and with a claw. Yeah, exactly. And you know, you kind of just like starting to understand his situation. He's behind on rent. He needs money. And then he runs into this Amish dude at the bowling alley. He sees his kid just bowling out there. His name is Ishmael. And
played by Randy Quaid.
Exactly. And once he sees him bowl, he's like, this kid kind of has potential, man. And so, and then, you know, given his situation of being behind on rent, he's like, hey, you know, I can probably coach. Oh, my God. Dude, I'll get right back to that. So he's like, I can help this kid, too. There's this big tournament out in Reno. I can help him win this tournament, win a lot of money. We'll split the earnings. I get my money. I can take care of my situation. He can take care of his Amish family. There's a little situation there. That sets up the entire movie. I don't want to ruin the
good
movie.
Good premise.
But that's exactly what the movie's about. And then you kind of go through this whole bit of like seeing him train him up. And then they play these little small circuits. And you see him like becoming a better bowler. And then, you know, again, I'm trying not to ruin the movie. But then at the end, like, you know.
It's
like,
a 23-year-old movie. I think you're fine. Yeah, you're fine.
Basically, at the end, they switch places because, like.
God damn it, 23 years old.
They get into a fight with this returning character. And then, like, Ishmael punches a wall, hurt his hand, which is. And then he can't bowl in this big Reno tournament. So then. Munson is now forced to come back into the tournament, which now he faces his nemesis, Ernie McCracken, in the main event, which is it's pretty funny. I think Bill Murray actually did a really good job. I hate it where he's ending up in his career and what he's doing these days. But
I mean, he was in Room 1105.
But I think where that movie started, the role he played there was great. It was great. But getting back to that little crazy landlord, dude, man, that was probably my favorite character in the entire movie.
You're such a perv.
She freaked me out every single time she popped up, man. I literally got a scare every time she popped up. Every time you saw her, you're just like, oh, it was so unexpected, man.
Oh, my little Roy toy.
It's so gross, but it's so funny. So he's behind on rent, so he does the good stuff, the naughty stuff with the landlord to try to make up for it and then
I believe it's called cunnilingus.
Oh my god. So disgusting, man. But anyways, I think that this movie resonates with me because I love bowling. I mean, John and I, we've been bowling actually recently, a couple months ago, and I absolutely love it. So, you know, it has something with me. Of the Farrelly Brothers movies, I actually wouldn't put this as a one seed as you guys would. Actually, I really like Dumb and Dumber. So for me, that's actually one of my favorite movies.
Should be.
Yeah. But I mean, when I was looking through all the movies that they made, I had no idea that they were part of all these movies, but Dumb and Dumber was 94, Kingpin was 96, There's Something About Mary was 98, Me, Myself, and Irene was 2000. They were just dropping hits, man. Those are all great movies, man.
Heck yeah.
So they were doing a great job. So for me, this movie was, I give it a solid 3 out of 5.
That hurts me to my core.
Does that really?
It does.
He's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah,
that's fair. Dumb and Dumber is fine. You don't have to agree, but you know, when I say that, I legitimately have it in my like top one or two.
Would you give this like a 5?
I give it like a solid 4.
4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you know,
there's Something About Mary could be like a 4 or 4 or 5 depending on the day.
Depending on the day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
I'm feeling it.
With this movie, it's like. You know,
clear your
throat. See, I feel like you guys saw it like when it was initially released, like back in the day, right? Yeah. So it came out at a time where it made sense to and it was new at that time. So it hit you at a certain spot, right?
It just resonates.
But
with
I feel like with all the things that we've seen up until now, for me to watch it for the very first time in this day and age, I feel like it's slightly a little bit late where I've seen a lot of the other hits that I kind of prefer, or there's some of the humor there I feel like that's been done because it is an older movie now.
Yeah.
But I think at the time when you're watching it, it's like, it's probably really, really good because it's probably doing things for the very first time.
Yeah.
Like you seeing like the music when you're like watching the movie and then it turns out that it's a real band playing the music.
Yeah.
And then there's
the soundtracks to all the Farrelly Brothers movies were always great.
Every song.
So your favorite scene and your favorite character was a Simon and Garfunkel song, The Sound of Silence. So
Funkel,
whatever his name is.
Finkel
is Einhorn.
Einhorn is friend.
Yes. That is the perfect song to that scene where he's throwing up in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Right after.
Oh, my God.
When he's spitting up clam chowder.
Yeah. Oh,
that
my
was,
God.
That was the perfect song. So
you
that
see
mean,
all the veiny legs?
I'm like, you jarred something loose, Tiger.
Oh, man.
I mean, like, the one-liners from that movie, it just takes me back.
They're
but you're right. I think
they are endless.
We saw it at a time when we were younger. And
I wish I saw it when you guys saw it.
It resonated with us, right? So that's why it's so revered and growing up. So
I have such high
regard.
So
you guys did see this before There's Something About Mary, then I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
Because it released before?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't.
I saw Something About Mary in theaters.
So that was 98, right?
Yeah.
There's a possibility I saw it after, like I saw Kingpin after the fact.
Still put it above it because
absolutely,
even when you see it after, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Just to know, like this is the good foot that they were starting off on. So like, it was pretty much just like a starting off point, and to know that they start off on such at a high bar. You know, it raised the profile for the movie for me. So I mean, it's just kind of context for where I'm at. But you know, we don't have to agree. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm so glad I've seen it though because I've seen it in passing on TV and I never
can't believe you never stopped.
I never understood the rubber hand
swiped left.
I never understood. I just never understood the movie, and it pieced all the puzzles together for me, and I get it now. So
would
I'm
you
like,
having a Phillips head screwdriver?
No.
Never mind.
The hand.
it's great. So 3 is your score.
Yes, right. I stand by that because of the list, I do. I think I like Dumb and Dumber the best.
Of course,
I like There's Something About Mary after, and then Kingpin actually falls below that one.
All right. Can't argue with that.
Yeah. I mean, they're all great movies, though.
All good. All solid, great movies. Yeah. So the you know the final scene where or the last frame with Big Earn?
Yeah.
Bill Murray actually bowled those three
strikes,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So he was uncut. Those were his three strikes. So the crowd is going insane.
Ape shit.
They're going insane because
that was
they're
all
just,
real.
They're rooting for him. They're not rooting for the character. They're rooting. They're like, okay, he's good. He made one. And so I mean, the scene calls for him to hit three strikes, and he actually hits the three strikes.
Gonna be.
But Woody Harrelson
down.
Was an awful bowler.
He's awful.
Oh, I was gonna say, was he also bowling as well?
He was, but
he
sucked.
I was gonna ask him and Ishmael, Randy Quaid.
Yeah, I guess Randy Quaid was a better bowler, but they had to bring in coaches just to make him look for Woody Harrelson to look respectable, bowling. So. Yeah, it's just so like that's why that's like
tidbit.
It's legendary that you know Bill Murray
because he actually bowled those
with the rose gold bowling ball.
Yes, it's the best. It's just I mean it's in high regard.
That was good, man,
for sure. All right,
I'm glad you got number 42 knocked off the list.
42 out of
sweet lord.
I don't know what how he's picking it still.
I don't know. It's like he's throwing names into a hat and just going for broke.
He's like, 42. No, Kingpin?
I am Borat. Yeah.
Well, next week I had it in my mind that I was going to do like Pulp Fiction or something like that, but before this episode, we started talking, and he mentioned Fast Times. I really want to watch.
If there's a movie you're going to bump up the roster, it's going to be that one.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like that's the one that's been on my personal list for the very, very, very long time.
Since you were born?
I mean, come on.
It's been around since you've been born.
Yeah. So, like, I if there's a way I could find that somewhere, I think I'm going
to
watch that next.
That's going to be our task this week, to try to find you a copy of Fast Times.
I've heard so many people say it's a great movie.
It is.
So.
It's good.
There's going to be one scene you're going to fixate on, and it will stick with you.
I already kind of figuring out.
For the end of time. Okay, so transitioning out of the bowling movie. We didn't go bowling this past weekend, but we did.
Damn it!
That would have been great.
That would have been fantastic, but we did. We had other activities last week. Mm-hmm. It was Father's Day weekend.
How's your Father's Day, Jack?
Jack, how was your Father's Day?
It was great. Grilled out. Had some people over. Had six natter days.
Six natter days?
I didn't
all to yourself?
Well, I was sharing it
with
people.
He had beers. That was the highlight.
That was the highlight. I mean,
that was the highlight.
I was hanging out with her, with my wife's family, who we don't have them over as often as we should, but her cousin has come back into town and into our lives. She's very cool, so it was cool to have her son, my wife's aunts, my in-laws over, so had a few beers. It was good. How about you?
It was great. The actual day, what do? We had
Father's Day proper.
Yeah, Father's Day proper.
So Father's Day proper, we did a... the family got, on the wife's side, they got all the, they did a Father's Day barbecue. So all the fathers got together and we all kind of had a great day in the pool, grilling. I guess that's just what you do on Father's Day. I guess that's what fathers like, grilled food and pool and alcohol. And there was a lot of that.
Hell yeah.
But it was good. It was a good day. It was nice seeing everyone and spending time with family as always. Good. Nice. John. You are a father to some degree. You have fur babies.
The dog father?
The dog father.
As it were?
I've never called him that.
You still have her face on there. Oh my God.
We're going to go ahead and make that a thing. The dog father. No, I did. Let me think.
Did you do anything? No, you did something pretty... And we don't have to talk about it, but I'm just saying you did something pretty cool on Father's Day.
Did I? And I hung out with my father-in-law.
Witnessed something.
It was really random. We have... My wife and I are friends with another couple, and they've been together for like a decade plus. Amount of time that my wife and I have been together. But they were... I guess for all intents and purposes, they're just dating to this point, and everyone's
to a lot of people. People wouldn't even know because they've been together for so long that like, you just assume they're kind of married at this.
They're
point.
They're like wallpaper. Yeah. Like you assume it's there. So everyone's had the microscope on them. Like when's it gonna happen? Are they gonna get married? Are they gonna have kids first? Like nobody knew what was gonna happen, and
but okay, so pull the curtain back. My wife was intricately involved in what happened this past Sunday, which was the engagement. She had a hand in like selecting the ring. Like
she had a hand.
Yeah, she had. She has hand. I have no hand. Like she played like an intimate role in seeing that thing through, and you know everyone is like primed and ready for this thing to happen, and like it's like 13 years in the making. So yeah. You know,
is that exaggerating? Is that the actual
that's
number?
That's the timeline.
Wow,
I'm pretty sure that's
13
the timeline.
Years of dating.
So yeah, like everyone's on pins and needles. They want to see it like come to fruition, and. For some damn reason, we wind up going to like the busiest restaurant in Northern Virginia.
Where was? Are you allowed to say where?
Peter Chang.
Okay.
Oh, that was Mama Chang.
It was Mama Chang. I'm sorry.
Oh, Mama Chang.
Mama Chang. It's a Peter Chang restaurant.
Okay.
They had put together a plan, like private rooms, the whole nine, and it just did not come together at all.
No.
I say that because like there was a room reserved for us at a specific time, and then all of a sudden, by the way, the group ahead of you has decided not to leave.
So what? They can't do that?
It's like it's a joust.
Dude,
like
I'd be livid.
Oh yeah, trust me. There were members of our party that were livid, and
you just can't do that.
No, it got to a point where they were just like, you know what, we're gonna Debo our way into this room and make it awkward as hell, and they totally did. And by the time like our reservation came up, they got the hint and they cleared the hell out.
I mean, so, how long were they there?
Okay, so we know for certain that they had at least 20 to 30 minutes where they were not ordering food, not ordering drinks.
Nah, yeah.
They were just sitting there
you can't just sit there. No.
Just making stories and just like talking up a storm.
Were they Chinese?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, you know. That's what they do.
I hope.
Fai Jola!
Yeah. The language of their native peoples. So, yeah, that whole thing transpired. But as we got through the awkwardness we got through somebody trying to make it all about themselves, where they were given false flags. Like, oh, by the way, they're here. And they were not here. And everyone like started to freak the hell out, and it was just because somebody could not get enough attention about themselves. Be that as it may, eventually they showed up. The surprise happens. Everyone so the couple shows up, and it's their extended family. They didn't anticipate it at all, and she's like the waterworks, the whole nine.
That's good.
That's great.
That's great. Yeah, that's perfect.
The engagement happened within like 30 seconds. Everyone's happy. Like, oh my God. Oh, this is so great. They take pictures. Okay. Get the hell out. I need to eat Chinese food now.
The extended family, like, yo, leave.
Well, I mean, like the reservation was only for like 25 people, and like 75 people showed up. So
oh, that's so funny.
It's a little weird, but it was fine. Like they all knew that they weren't there for the entire
that's good.
Event.
Good.
They were just there for the actual engagement.
They know their role. All
exactly. Right. So they got the pictures in. Everyone seemed happy. So yeah. it worked out perfectly. So yeah, that was my Father's Day. I got to see.
That was a great day. When I heard what happened that day, I was like,
I got to see the other end of the rainbow.
Perfection.
Yeah exactly. Are you Magneto all of a sudden? Perfection.
Perfection.
Perfection. Yeah, so that was my Father's Day.
Cool. Nice.
That's fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But how about the real day?
Okay, so the real celebration was actually AJ and Ice's Day of Fun.
Yeah.
Which actually was a
Day of Fun.
It was a precursor to the actual Father's Day. So it was the Saturday before. I need to know, how the hell did this come about where you... You found a way to get a day off from being a father and a responsible adult. Like,
that's really rare, man.
I don't have kids, so, I mean, I don't have that same level of responsibility, but even I can't cut that type of deal. So how did you, like, swing that thing?
The story I would like to tell was I played my man card, and I was like, lady, it's Father's Day, so, dude, hold on. This music bed is so freaking short.
It's really you should short. Just put it on a loop.
Can I do that?
I would think you could. Have your finger ready.
There you go. All right. So I wish I can say, "Hey, lady, I'm gonna."
Hey, Mrs. Ice.
I'm gonna take this day off And I don't want any kids in my day, right?
That's not how
I have hand.
But that's
not
how it happened.
That's not how it went. Ice has hand.
So really what happened was the women in my life, they all decided that they planned this belated Mother's Day event.
Day of fun.
No, take that back. Weekend of fun. They're going to do a week.
Shit.
The women are going to do a weekend of fun.
How does that
I was like, hold up. To be fair, if you're going to do a weekend of fun, let me get a day. I'm going to do a day. So I cashed in my day of fun. So I was like,
cash me outside? That's what you said to her? You said, cash me outside?
Cash me outside. Yeah. So
hello, Mrs. Ice. I'm here to bargain.
So, yeah, that's how it happened. So she was like, okay, in fairness, you're going to be taking care of the kids for an entire weekend. You can have a day. I was like, fuck yeah.
One day.
I'm going to maximize my day. The day is going to be epic as hell.
So the itinerary.
Yeah.
You guys had a whole schedule planned, right?
So it
started bright and early, I assume. Yeah.
So what I like to do when I get a day of fun, I like to do something active in the morning because it just gets your mind going, gets your body
blood
going,
flowing,
get the blood flowing.
The blood.
I'm sorry. The blood comes later.
Jesus, man.
Sorry. So I started the day with a bike ride. We did a bike ride around DC, hit a really scenic route, a route that hits all the monuments. From there,
it was you and Asian John, right?
No, because it was supposed to be Asian John and I, and last minute find out that he canceled on me, and I'm like,
last minute my ass.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I was non-committal from like Tuesday in.
I mean, you were non. Yeah, I give you that. You were non-committal, but it sounded like you were gonna do it, so I was banking on you riding bikes with me.
Yeah, he wanted to hold hands, bro.
I thought we were going to get a tandem bike and all.
Yeah, that would have been sick.
But no.
It would have been.
I checked in with them, and then he was like,
I'm going
about
to yoga.
That, I'll see you afterwards. I was like, damn, man. Dick. All right.
Cold shoulder.
But I was going to stick to it anyways.
Yeah, don't even care.
I needed the cardio. But it turns out that...
so fat.
I cannot believe he said that.
another cousin of mine, he was free that day too, and he wanted to cash in his Father's Day card. So I was like, hey.
Cousins.
I was like, hey, this
cousins.
Is what I laid out the agenda for the day. I was like, hey, does any of this interest you? If it does, feel free to join in any part of it. He's like, the entire day sounds amazing. So I was like, come on.
Circumcision? That sounds great.
Like, come along for this fantastic voyage, man. Let's do it. So that's the one I was talking about, not the one that Jack was singing.
That's what.
So all right, this music bag is bothering me. It's too short. I can't talk over that one.
You totally should.
I need something. Give me. Let me see. I'm gonna pick a different.
I think Jack has you. Don't worry.
Oh, relax. Don't worry.
Can we do Can we do one of those?
Oh,
yeah, don't worry, bro. I got it.
I need to hear it first. Okay, there you go. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, so I was like, okay, so we did the ride. I tried to do the ride. Ended up getting a flat tire along my bike ride.
Not once, but twice.
Well, I got the flat tire the first time, but the second time I got a dented rim, which was horrible. So during the bike ride, so because we did the scenic bike ride in DC, the smartest thing to do was rent a Capital bike share. Because,
yeah, of course.
You know, it's like why lug a bike into DC? So you go there, we got a bike. We did majority of the route that I had in mind. And then as I'm pedaling down the National Mall, all of a sudden it just felt like doo 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 doo. I was like, hold on, something's wrong with my back tire. So I asked the cousin that was with me, like, hey man, take a look at the what's going on? You see anything? He's like, dude, you got a flat. I was like, ah man. So
you've been riding on a rim for 25 minutes.
Basically, I was wondering what that felt like. And then after we switched it out, and then the replacement bike that I got from Capital Bike Share actually had a dented rim, so as I'm pedaling, it's like shoving the bike seat up my buttocks with every pedal. It's just like, doom,
Well, you kind of tolerated it, right? You liked it.
It was nice
at
first.
He was smiling the entire time. Grinning ear to ear.
And while I'm doing all this exchange, I see a hot text come from AJ here. And he's like, I'm here. I've arrived. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this was way earlier than expected. But it was actually kind of on time because it was perfect. So I was like, okay, dude, since you're here, we're going to cut our bike ride right now. We'll meet up with you. So you were having a cocktail over at Succotash.
You bet your sweet ass I was.
Oh, that was a great bar, man.
Yeah.
I guess...
Shout out to Chef Edward Lee.
There you go. So for those who don't know, John, you could probably tell the backstory a little better. Oh, I guess the chef, he was a Top Chef contestant. Is that right?
So he was a contestant on the Top Chef Nashville, I believe.
Nashville.
But he's a Tennessee native.
Okay.
But he's a Korean chef, and he managed to fuse Southern cooking with like Korean cooking. I don't know where that bridge exists, but he found a way to make that work. So he was predominantly in Nashville, and then he somehow found his way to National Harbor of all places in the DC area.
Yeah.
And that place was a hit. The restaurant was called Succotash, and then he expanded to open another location in downtown DC, which for our listener DJ Geometrics, our friend of the show DJ Geometrics,
shout out to Geo.
Yeah. Right next door to where Ultra Bar is or used to be.
Okay, I remember.
Yeah,
okay,
so
all right.
They converted the space into a restaurant space.
Oh, nice.
So it's this sprawling, like, majestic-looking restaurant.
It's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Like when John said he was at Succotash, I was like, whatever. It's just this random dive bar or something.
Sounds kind of queer.
When we walked in, I was like, dude, this place is beautiful. Yeah. It's freaking amazing, man. Yeah.
And he found like the perfect like marriage between like Southern cooking and Korean cooking. Like I had a gochujang Bloody Mary. Like it was fantastic.
It sounds disgusting, but I guess
it sounds awful. But it actually just tastes like a Bloody Mary.
Well, he doesn't like Bloody Marys, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, he's terrible.
That's why he's over here like, it tastes disgusting.
It tastes disgusting, and then...
It sounds disgusting.
It's when you put gochujang in a Bloody Mary, it just can't be that good, right?
If anything, does it even taste it?
Like, do you taste the difference?
Gochujang?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If anything, it just limits the tomato that you get in a Bloody Mary.
It's probably where you would like it. My guess is that you would like it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, it was fantastic. So
fantastic voyage.
I'm glad I made that choice.
Yeah, I mean, me too. We got there and he was sitting there having a cocktail. So we let's join him. So then we started drinking there too. I got some crazy drink there that was like kind of like their version. Oh, this is even better.
But yeah, we should have totally just got a picture of whatever the hell we're drinking.
Because the drink that I had was like equivalent to a...
it was a $15 cocktail.
It's like a morning sangria because it's like a little bit of bourbon, a little bit of vodka, a little bit of fruit, and it was perfect. But
I'm a little bit country.
So, like, I didn't realize that they sold it by the pitcher until later.
We could have saved ourselves like $30.
Yeah, I ordered several glasses of those, and then I'm like, dude, it would have been way cheaper if I just ordered a pitcher of this.
I would have drank that nonsense. I don't care.
So we started the morning there. I think it was a great start to the day.
Great start.
Like, got the
so lit.
Got the cardio AF. In. Got cardio. Drinking. We got a little bit of snacks in. The food there is so good. I want to go back and actually have a real meal like that.
Me a deviled egg with caviar,
and I had like some crazy like fried green beans.
Yes. Okay, the green beans were fantastic.
It was one of the best things I've ever had in my life.
Nice. Fantastic.
It doesn't sound like it, but that Korean dude did a great job. Man.
Shout out to the Korean dude, Chef Edward Lee.
But
shout out
to Edward Lee. The beauty about where he camped out was it was literally like a block away from where we did our next activity.
Oh, it's 9th and F.
Yeah. So the next activity that we booked, the main highlight of the day is something that I wanted to do for ages, man, is throwing axes. Like, I don't know if you guys heard of it before.
It's a
but
thing now. Yeah, it's a thing.
It's really like taking off. It's like instead of like your typical like throwing darts, going bowling, shooting pool, whatever.
They have like, axe throwing bars.
They make these things where you can like they got like lanes where you throw axes at a
like
board.
A bowling alley.
Yeah, just like a bowling alley. Just
or a
like
board.
A dartboard. Yeah. But it's axes, and it's amazing, man. It lives up to the hype. Nice. At first, I thought it was like a hipster thing.
It's kind of a hipster thing. Yeah. Let's make that perfectly clear.
It may be, but it's ridiculously fun. It's
like throwing darts, but it requires more core strength.
Yeah, and the beauty is they actually encourage you to drink. Like they have a bar there, and they're just like, before you even start throwing, they're just like, while you wait, go have a drink.
Are they all like that? Was it just the bar that we went to?
No, they're all that way. Yeah, because okay. I looked up a different one, and they have almost the exact same setup where they have a bar there.
Well, if anything,
they have liquor there, though.
We have to give a shout out to the place we went to, Kraken Axes, in Northwest or a Penn Quarter. I think it's Penn Quarter. Yeah. So they were like you looked up like two or three different places, and like. The first one didn't pan out, but Kraken Axes, which like has the same level of quality for what you're looking for, I mean, for an axe throwing place.
That's all we're trying to do. Yeah, we're trying to throw axes.
Do you guys get like a tutorial? Like, hey, this is kind of how motion. Okay, yeah.
you want to go through the whole rundown?
No.
We totally should. I mean, like if I want to go through it, yeah.
We can do it pretty quickly. Yeah, we don't have to like
wave
sit
tops.
On it.
Yeah.
So basically, what I wanted to do initially was just like you go rent a lane. It's just you and axes, you and your buddy. Throwing shit down the line, but the more I thought about it, the more stupid it sounds, because I actually appreciated the dude that was with us. So when
shout out to Angus.
Yeah, actually good job, man. That Thank is you. His name. So what we ended up doing was there's a schedule when you really do want to have a private party and this is your private lane. You need at Kraken Axes a minimum of 6 players, and you pay per hour for each of the 6 players at a minimum. Or if you want to do what we did as a walk-in, because there was only 3 of us, you could do the walk-in, but the walk-in is not all day. There's certain time blocks where they have available.
They like fit you in, right?
Yeah.
We can talk about that more, but I kind of feel like we got shafted on that.
A little bit. Basically, supposedly the idea is walk-in rates are at certain blocks at a time where it's not busy times of the day. So you couldn't go on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock and expect to walk in and get a lane. That's not going to happen.
Ever.
But because we were trying to have a day of fun.
Day of fun.
They opened at 12. We showed up at 1. They had a lot of availability.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
It was like there was probably dead.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to walk in at 11.
And with a walk-in rate, the way that it works is it's a public lane.
Okay.
So, I mean, you still have to reserve your spot in advance if you want to guarantee your spot. So that's what we did. So there was 3 of us. And at 1 o'clock, we showed up. You know, you sign your waiver so that you're not going to sue them if you chop off your foot and all that. You have your drinks. After they're ready.
I filled that thing out way before that. Let me make that clear.
After they're
we
all
didn't
ready.
Have to waste that time.
They bring you over to your lane. They have a dedicated coach that sits with you and shows you the form and how to throw things and what you need to do. And they actually watch you. So our boy Angus was watching us the entire time of how we threw and just correcting our form, making sure we're doing things right.
Okay.
And it was amazing, man. Like, because it was great because I couldn't imagine not having him around, because as we're throwing, he's like telling us, okay, what you just did there, try pulling back a little bit more, follow through a little bit more, put more power or step back.
Yeah.
He's watching every little bit. And for me, I felt like it helped having that kind of advice. But it set me up for the next time. So I feel like if it's your first time, definitely do it as a walk-in with a coach and all that. Your second time, you could probably go off doing it on your own. I think you'll be fine, man.
This leads us into the clip shared prior on our social media account on IG.
I mean,
of you.
I don't have it queued up, but I mean.
But good. Yeah, it's just like there was a bit of a snafu, I guess.
I mean, let me be clear. It was a practice throw.
Okay. It wasn't.
Aren't they all practice throws? But the problem was the practice throw, like, we could excuse you for not me hitting the mark or hitting the board. But the problem was the shriek at the end
Dude,
of the throw.
I had no idea that these axes can fly back at you. You know, I didn't realize that's what I agreed to in the disclaimer.
We've played darts before. You've seen darts fly at your feet.
Darts fly at your feet.
It's
but
not.
For some reason, I didn't think axes would. I just thought when you hit axes, if it sticks, it sticks, which I felt like majority of the time it would. And then for the small percentage that it doesn't, I thought it was just going to drop straight to the floor. I didn't realize it was going to a big ass axe going to fling right back at you.
You realize you're just throwing a kettlebell at the wall and hoping it sticks.
It's not balanced at all.
It's not top heavy in any way possible.
But holy hell, man. That thing was nuts, man.
If your wrist twists like in the wrong direction, it's just going to go sideways. Oh,
yeah. So who is the party? So it was you, John, and Ice. And then who else?
One of Ice's cousins-in-law.
Cousins?
Right, that's cool. All right. Yeah. Then was everyone's reaction the same? Like, oh. What about Angus? What did Angus say?
If you look at the video, you can see his hand. He's trying to clap, but then he sees like it fail completely, and then he just pulls his hand back slowly.
He's like,
the hands come together, and then they go backward.
Oh, okay, that was his hands.
Yeah.
With these two hands. With
Angus was hands. Not prepared for that.
No, he was just like he was prepared for axes not sticking, but he wasn't prepared for the shriek. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It was just reaction, man. It was like when
it's like when Peter Griffin like fell down and banged his knee. It's like,
nice.
Yeah.
No, but it's so much fun, man. I can't stop thinking about it. I feel like it's definitely going to be something that you're going to see take off in the next like 2 to 5
years.
Dude,
it's already taken off.
I kind of think it's already
because
blown
when you look
the
it
ship
up,
has sailed.
When you look it up in DC, there's only about like 2 to 4. Oh, that's a great song, man.
Oh my god.
When you see
stay on task.
When you see the bars in DC, there's only about like 2 to.
I think there's only two, honestly, 2 or 3.
DC, really?
I think there's. When I was looking, I think I legitimately found 3 that allows you to throw axes.
One near RFK.
There's the one we went to. There's one called Bad Axes. That's the popular one. That one's nationwide.
They thought out of the box on that one, didn't they?
Yeah, and then there's one more that one I didn't look up. I saw it came up in my search results, but I didn't bother to look up because I found Kraken Axes, which was like way more convenient.
Craxes, as it were.
Yeah, but I feel like it's definitely something that once you try. It's so addictive, man.
It's something new, right? It was fun in the moment, and you know what? I could see myself going back out there to do it again.
Oh, for sure, man. Yeah. Once they set it up,
isn't the other one like near Audi Field?
They
should have one of those.
The one near Audi Field, I believe, is it Kraken Axes? I thought it was Bad Axes, but that was
bad
like I heard that was temporary. That they had something out there, but either way, I feel like. Anyone that's listening to us right now, you gotta go try at some point.
Oh,
soon.
It is Kraken Axes near Audi Field.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh,
so they have 2 locations. Yeah. Oh, nice. That's what's up.
Oh, well, that'll be a day right there. Go watch DC day United and throw some axes.
We should totally do that. That's Jack, what amazing. Would it take to get you?
We need to drag you out.
You're dragging out. Yeah. I mean, just I didn't go with you guys, right?
Did you know the day of fun was happening?
Yes, I knew. I could not escape. I abstained. Yes, that's all. Yeah, that's all good. I mean, like I chose to be with my son and daughter, so I'm sorry.
Okay, that makes you the hero.
No, it's just I
would
couple weeks
be with my kids.
Last couple weeks,
not my kids.
I've been pretty busy, so I don't get to see them that often. Like at night, right? It's just like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, and then they go to bed, and then it's like my time.
Would you stop singing the Bone Thugs song for Christ's sake? You realize on YouTube they don't know what the hell's going on right now.
It's cry.
Miss my Uncle Charles, yo.
I mean, this song.
We're just singing along.
When did this song come out?
95.
Eighth grade. That's when the internet just like it was in its infancy.
I'm signing on to AOL right now.
Yeah, so I remember going into homeroom and then someone pulled up the lyric. This song
Yellow
dropped.
Jackets, what up?
Yeah, that's what's up. And then someone pulled up the lyrics because this song just dropped and they couldn't figure it out. So we were like just trying to figure that out. So it was, and then he's like, "Oh man, Uncle Charles."
Man, I didn't like this scene. This scene was so. So what? Wrong, man.
It's so depressing.
He can't even just touch his Uncle Charles, y'all.
What wasn't his eyes turned black?
Yeah.
That shit, like,
it's creepy, man.
Creeped me out. I was like, then he's looking up, like,
I'm gonna miss everybody. I'm gonna miss everybody.
We're just gonna sing Bone Thugs lyrics for the rest of the show. Okay, so that was.
Well, I guess, fast forward. Great day. Love throwing axes. I highly recommend it. At some point, we need to do it with
we
you.
We need to
Jack.
Do a show excursion to throw axes.
Yes. Absolutely. After that, the next big event that we did that day was we actually attended, we mentioned on the last episode, we went to the Sour Fest at Mustang Sally.
Shout out to Liam, the beer tender.
The beer tender.
And he was great, man.
Oh, good.
Liam was great. Thank you, Liam. If you're listening, thank you. Thank you so much, man.
He's not. He's watching. He's watching the NBA draft.
He's not on YouTube right now.
No. Yeah, it's okay. But he did a great job that night.
Absolutely.
We came with a couple other people in our party, and he took care of everybody. The beers were pretty great, except there was there was one that no one really liked. It was the
the one that you were butt sized for.
I didn't mind it. It was like butt a sticky. Size. It was like a sticky butt rice size. Mango coconut
Thai
sour.
Mango sticky rice.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It was so terrible. It wasn't it's that beyond bad. Description. Like
I think I has about six.
Like there were like four beers, and that was like the fifth beer.
Was it juicy?
No.
Juicy. Nice.
No. It was cloyingly sweet. It tasted like the shit that you wash off your rice before you cook it.
Oh,
and pour it down the drain.
The starchy starch. Took all the cloudy part.
The starchy starch.
Yes,
starch.
Precisely. It's just a starch. That's what we were trying to drink the entire time.
God.
And I had to chug it so hard to just get through it. I'm not even like.
Well, that was the one you had. I remember looking at the list, and then I was like,
There were four beers on that sour menu. The other three were tens.
Oh, good.
They were fantastic. Like the 90s baby, whatever the hell it was called. Like the Mallrat. Mallrat, that's what it was called.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mustang Sal.
It was the orange sickle beer that you said that we
would
like. But it's the orange sickle sour.
Oh.
So it had a brighter profile to it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And that was a 10?
10.
There you go.
The best beer on the menu. But like the other two beers, fantastic as well. Okay. Outside of the Thai iced tea, mango, sticky rice, jism
beer.
It was awful. My God. Nobody liked it. Which is fine. Like, you can't bet 1,000 every time out, but I mean, like, that was a pretty big swing and a miss. So,
okay, well.
But he was so butt sized to try that thing. Like, it's crazy.
I heard the beer tender was upset I wasn't there.
Yeah,
sounds like par for the course.
It's par for the course, right? Yeah.
Right when we walk in, he's like, "Bet slid in the house." He's like, "Where's Jack?"
Should we have Liam back on?
Yeah.
We should have him.
At some point.
We haven't had a guest host in a while, so
I approve.
Perhaps. You approve?
I approve.
You hear that?
I have been the
the beer tender is
at
back.
Liam the bartender. That should be his
handle. Like,
he really should go by that. But I mean, like, you know, I guess he knows better because he's a YouTube video following.
Yes, he does. He's very good at that.
He's very good at that.
Tending beer and he did our video, right? So that was awesome. He's got a good eye for it, man. He's really talented. All
right, it's been too much Liam talk.
Yeah, let's pull it back here, guys.
All right, you come on when you're ready to come back on.
Yeah.
And but in all seriousness, thank you, man. You took care of us. You hooked us up.
Thanks, bud.
Everyone,
shout out Mustang Sally. Yeah. That day could not have gone any better. Like, I enjoyed everything that I got out of that day. So we played Jenga. Fantastic.
Jenga. Those Sega Genesis.
So, at what point can we expect Jack to come out for one of these excursions?
When are the next Olympics?
2020, right?
2020.
Yeah, 2020.
Didn't we go on
a whole diatribe about that last week?
Yeah.
Okay, next week then. Next week. Next year. Okay. All right. Good enough. I'll go ahead and start playing that. Also, that coincides with our plan to go to Vegas.
Oh, God.
Is that 2020?
I think it's 2020.
No, we talked. Wait.
No, I said it was in 2019. It was going to be 2 years
from 2019.
I'm sorry, 2018, and then 2 years after that, 2020.
So at the end of 2020.
No. I need you guys. I need it's happening again. I need March Madness.
He's doing it again. You remember the last time we had this conversation? You're getting like this manic, like just out of. You're just like, I have to know now. We have to
I need a commitment.
That's you said that the last time.
I need it now.
Oh my God.
Tell me.
We talked about it. It'll be 2020.
So are you telling me now 2020 is out of the question?
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm just telling you that's when it is. 2020. Yes.
Okay. Ideally speaking, 2020 or 2021? Just let me know.
Ask your boy Ice.
Is he going to have another Father's Day excursion?
Oh.
We can totally make it happen if that's the dates.
That means that's fine. That will coincide with the...
Look, order. I'm beholden to you two, okay? Like, I have no other options, honestly.
It would actually coincide with the World Series of Poker.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When do you guys turn 40?
Oh my God!
Not next year.
Three years.
From now.
I refuse to reveal that information on it.
3 years from now, man.
I can't wait that long. Okay, not next year. The year after.
Before
that.
We'll go back.
We'll go back. Just relax.
Just cool my jets.
Yeah, we will.
This is the same conversation in his mannerisms. It's the same as last time.
Yeah, he really wants us to go. And then
God forbid, I just want to enjoy the time with my friends. Okay.
No, it's not that. I want to I would rather us take a break in between
from
this
Vegas.
Trip. In between this trip and that in Vegas and do something like, you know, I don't know.
What the hell is this?
Would you rather do this?
That's a hard left turn that I did not see coming.
What is this?
What is this?
This is like... This is like
are we going to Beer Fest in Munich?
Beer Fest!
You want to go to Munich next year? I'll fucking go to Munich next year.
Doesn't that sound more amazing if we did a guy's trip to like Oktoberfest?
Okay, are you going to tell me you're going to go to Munich next year?
That's aggressive.
When is that?
Next September, dickhead.
Yeah, it's in September. You know that, right? In this September, it's kind of
Oktoberfest is in September. Just know that from henceforth.
Yeah, Oktoberfest
is
yes. It ends.
Exactly.
It ends the first week.
It ends in October.
October. Yes, that's why it signals the harvest. So that's why.
And where's Ja?
Where's Ja in all this?
Where would I be without a baby?
Memphis, evidently.
That Ja?
Yes, exactly. Oh. No, tell me when you guys can leave the country or go anywhere of interest.
I need to get
a
passport.
Don't they have Oktoberfest everywhere in the
country?
How
do you not have a passport?
It expired.
Oh my God.
Oktoberfest, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mitternacht.
Yeah. Yes?
My passport expires on Mitternacht tomorrow.
I gotta get it.
Do they have Oktoberfest in Montreal? I wanna go to Montreal.
I would go to Montreal.
Well, I don't know.
It's closer. Is it closer? Fun?
It is closer.
I don't know if it. I don't know.
As long as you don't have a DUI, you can get into the country.
I don't.
You know from experience, sounds like
correct.
I don't know if they have like a cutoff, like as far as like what would qualify that to be like your number one?
What? I don't understand the question. Repeat it, please.
Why would you put Montreal at the top?
Because he's just saying it's because it's closer.
Okay. Whoa,
I'll look into it to see.
I hear it's party central.
It is the strip club capital. No.
I wasn't gonna get to that detail. But I'm just saying.
Why would you ignore that?
I just hear that it's
They clap ass.
This is. No. I think you meant to say it's just where everyone have a lot of fun and they clap.
It's so great. Like, I can't tell. Like, I just want to go back for freaking bagels. But if there's so much more.
I want to go there for bagels.
There's more to this city. So much more.
No.
My God.
That is all I want to go there for.
That's on record. What's the... St. Vieter and... there's another bagel place there. Like, there are two bagel places that are preeminent in Montreal. I would go there just for that. But there are other things that exist in Montreal, like the poutine, like the whole nine. If you want to make that like destination number one, we can totally do that.
That's not the only poutine.
What the hell does that mean? Can we cancel the podcast right here, right now? We're over an hour. You know, whatever reason you want to go out of the country, we can do that.
What just happened?
I'm not gonna advocate for or against. Just let me know. Okay, just let me know.
All right.
Okay, you don't have to go to Vegas next year.
We don't.
Montreal.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right. Well, this is productive, I think.
It's been very productive.
I am balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall.
Now, let's just cancel the rest of this podcast and analyze the NBA draft. And
we're on pick number 25 now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
DeAndre Hunter was picked 24 picks ago.
Who?
Exactly. All right. It was fun. All right. There was a lot to digest from this one.
The Wizards got the next Kawhi Leonard, according to Chauncey.
The Japanese Kawhi Leonard.
Chauncey.
I don't believe Chauncey for shit. Okay.
Rui Hachimura.
I'm so butt-sized for an Asian guy to just be a wizard. Oh, my God.
From Gonzaga.
Oh, my God. I'm turgid. Okay. Well, boys, let's see how this pans out. Until then, cheers. Thanks for coming out for another episode.
Cheers.
Yay. Watch Kingpin. Watch us on YouTube.
Thanks, YouTube.
Listen wherever you can, and we'll see you guys next week. Ciao, ciao.
Peace.
Later.